childhood's share of mirth and mistletoe. We'll see trains, aeroplanes, books and toys and funny games. I will surely laugh with glee if you sit on the old man's knee. Let's go, hurry my dear, let's go, Santa is here. Let's celebrate this special date, let's go see Santa Claus. We'll see trains, aeroplanes, books and toys and funny games. I will surely laugh with glee if you sit on the old man's knee. Let's go, hurry my dear, let's go, Santa is here. Let's celebrate this special date, let's go and see Santa Claus.
We're here in a nearby forest in search of the perfect Christmas tree. We're here in a nearby forest in search of the perfect Christmas tree.
You've been talking circles.
Oh, wait a minute. Here it is. Hey, can I call you Mr. Tree? Well, tell me, Mr. Tree, how long you been here? Oh, ever thought about being a full-fledged Christmas tree?
Oh, yeah!
Oh, nobody'd ever want to chop you down to decorate.
You can't hide, you're a lion.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Tree, you got a bird perched in your fur.
Fly, fly, fly.
Wonder where that bird came from. Oh, Mr. Tree, you're the perfect Christmas tree. You know what that means? Is it all right to put you on the radio? Oh, wait a minute. Here comes someone else in search of a perfect Christmas tree. Who is it? Oh, think she's gonna cut you down, Mr. Tree. Do you mind?
I never had to die before. Don't know if I...
Oh, but you're the perfect Christmas tree. Hey, what you doing now?
Rolling down on my face.
Oh, Mr. Tree, you'll enjoy Christmas. Hey, you got any last words?
I'm going down for the last time.
dog is coming home. Merry Christmas, baby. Santa Claus is coming home. I can't wait just to hold you in my arms. Got to ride that Christmas train. 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 Got to get home by Christmas time.
Christmas Eve this year, and you're waiting for that pudgy person to appear. Instead of the patter of tiny feet, you'll hear.
'Cause loop-de-loop flip-flop, Santa's got a new plan. Loop-de-loop flip-flop, fly away. Loop-de-loop flip-flop, fly away. Loop-de-loop flip-flop, fly away.
He skydives down to the chimney with ease. Parachutes a package to the whole family. It's Santa's air special delivery to under your tree. Controls. A bunch of sleepy helpers waiting back at the pole. They know where they are, 'cause they navigate by the stars.
'Cause loop-de-loop, flip-flop, Santa's got a new plane.
Loop-de-loop, flip-flop, fly away.
At him dancing with his jolly old elves. playing his chimes at Christmas time. Everybody singing, church bells ringing, 'cause they know it's gifts he's bringing. Rudolph with your nose so red is not afraid of a rocket ship sled. Oh, 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 hee, hee, hee. Boys and girls, listen to me. Everything you do must be just right, and he'll see you on Christmas night. Oh, look up in the sky. Why, there's Santa Claus coming down from space in his new wonderful spacesuit. Why, hello, Santa, how you been? It's funny seeing you in this new outfit.
Well, hello, Tiny Tim, yes it is. But I've just taken my first space ride all through space in my new rocket suit. I've just visited all the planets in the galaxy. And now, as usual on Christmas night, I'm coming down here to sing to all the boys and girls in this wonderful planet. So why don't you all join in and sing with me?
Okay, Santa, and boys and girls, let's take Santa's advice and sing with Santa in his new rocket suit.
Ho, 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 hee, hee, hee. Look at all the children laughing at me. Dancing with my jolly old elf. Playing my chimes at Christmas time. Everybody singing, church bells ringing, 'cause they know it's gifts he's bringing. Rudolph with his nose so red ain't afraid of a rocket ship sled. Ho, 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 hee, hee, hee. Boys and girls, listen to me. Everything you do must be just right, and I'll see you on Christmas night. Ho, 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 ho.
On Christmas Eve in the 80s, my mother would say to me, upstairs and go to sleep. Wake up in a dream. Christmas was better in the 80s, better in the 1980s.
La 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 la
Christmas Eve in the 80s. On Christmas Eve in the 80s.
Fading joy and surprise, and the gift's we despise of the
Santa Claus this year. Santa Claus this year. So on Christmas Eve this year, listen hard and you will hear Ringo leading them along and Santa singing Beatles song. Ringo, Ringo, Ringo dear, ring along Ringo, Ringo dear. Ringo, Ringo, Ringo dear, he's with Santa Claus this year. Ringo, Ringo, Ringo dear, ring along Ringo, Ringo dear. Ringo, Ringo, Ringo dear, he's with Santa Claus this year. Ringo, Ringo, Ringo dear.
Said the redneck to his bubba friends, hey y'all, watch this.
Hey y'all, watch this.
From the trailer top he said again, hey y'all, watch this.
Hey y'all, watch this.
I'm gonna run and jump over the pig pen and land in the above ground pool and prove to Darlene I'm really cool. Said the bubba friends to the redneck, you ain't gonna make it.
You ain't gonna make it.
But it'll be funny, so what the heck. You ain't gonna make it.
You ain't gonna make it.
Go get the camera, boys, we'll be a hit on the TV and pay for our party Christmas Eve. We'll have more PBR than we can drink. So the redneck took off running across the trailer, and Grandma said,
did you hear what I heard?
Hear what I hear.
Santa's on the roof, look out the window. She said,
did you hear what I heard?
Yeah, I heard that, Granny.
They looked out and saw someone flying through the air with just a Santa hat and work boots on. Grandma passed out, we thought she was gone.
Was she gone?
You gotta keep listening if you want to find out if Grandma's dead or not.
On Christmas morning, Grandma opened up her eyes. She said, did you see what I seen?
Did you see what I seen?
Last night I saw Santa flying buck naked across the sky.
Don't tell her any different.
Did you see what I seen?
She thinks she saw Santa.
All he had on was a red hat and dirty work boots. And on his rear, you won't believe what I seen. A heart-shaped tattoo that said, Darlene,
Darlene, Darlene, Darlene.
Merry Christmas, Jackie.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Dunlap.
What's the matter with you? You got a faraway look in your tear-moistened eye.
Oh, this time of year always gets me thinking back to Christmas when I was a youngin', yeah. Didn't have no fancy Christmas.
Fancy Christmas?
No, sir. We had us an old-timey country simple Christmas.
Oh, God.
Why, no, Dunlap. I don't mind telling you about it.
I didn't ask for you to tell me about it.
Old-timey country simple Christmas had no money at all. Old-timey country simple Christmas, we still had a ball. If Daddy had a nickel, he'd get you an orange. If Daddy had a penny, he'd get us a grape.
He'd get you a grape.
Yes, sir.
One grape.
You'd be glad to have that grape, too.
You'd be glad to have a grape.
Christmas grape. Old-timey country, simple Christmas. Get a peppermint stick to share amongst your brothers. Everybody gets one lick.
You just get one lick off a candy cane?
Yep, and then Mama'd wrap it back up in cheesecloth and save it for Easter.
Candy canes ain't for Easter.
Then what would you get in your Easter bread sack?
Easter is eggs.
Easter eggs drive me crazy. Eggs are for eating. You don't waste eggs when you're poor. Jesus did not come back to life to see a bunch of eggs painted up like whore ladies.
Whore ladies?
Hey, watch your language.
But you just said the...
Old-timey country, simple Christmas, find a hog to kill. You know Santa's on his way when you heard that squeal. hold it down and cut its throat, then string it from a tree. Slit its belly open and set its innards free. It take a while for the blood to drain while we danced around.
What?
Getting hungry, ain't you?
No, you singing about killing defenseless little piggy on Christmas time.
Don't you know where food comes from?
No, and I don't want to.
You mean to tell me you grew up without ever slaughtering no hogs?
You know what century I'm from, right? No, I never slaughtered no hogs. I'm a modern man with refined tastes.
Yeah, you sure are that, yeah.
What's that supposed to mean, you stupid dog?
Yeah, every time Christmas getting close, Daddy take all us youngers out to the barn, say, which one gonna be the Christmas hog this year? Yeah, we'd all get out there and we'd pick the best hog we could find, yes, sir. And that hog, he'd come and live with us in the house. Yes, sir, we'd dress him up. Daddy'd put him in the truck. We'd ride him around. All the neighbors come out there. Look at there. That's what they say. Yeah, look at there. There's a broil's Christmas hog. Then, of course, on Christmas Eve, we'd have a big parade all the way from the house to the barn. All us youngins and Daddy out front with his axe. Daddy string that hog up. Yes, sir. Now, every kid, he gave every one of us a knife. Every kid got a jab at it. Yeah. Yeah. Whoever made the pig scream the loudest, jab it. Then, yeah, you get to make the Christmas wish that year.
Did you ever get to make the Christmas wish?
Why, son, you talking to the best hog jabber there is. I got to make the wish almost every year, and it always come true.
What'd you wish for?
Christmas grape. Old time country, simple Christmas, don't have them anymore. Cause we forgot that what's important can't be bought in any store.
Yeah, like pig jabbers.
No, you can get them at the store. You can go down to any store and say, I need to make some pig jabbers here. They'll set you up. They'll get them for you. Ain't no problem with that, no.
Old time country, simple Christmas.
I saw my
Well, I saw Mommy in her nightgown. She was jumping all around, twisting with old Santa Claus. The record kept a-playing, and Mommy kept a-saying, old Santa wasn't built for the cause. His tummy kept a-shaking, and Mommy kept a-making jokes about the look in his eye. I'll make a little bet, I'll never forget Mommy twisting with Santa that night. Well, it was Christmas night, and all was quiet, and I was in my bed asleep. Then something woke me from the other room, so I thought I'd better take a little peep. I sneaked up to the old keyhole and took a little look inside. Then the sight I saw, how it shocked me so, I like to jump out of my hide. There was my mommy in her nightgown. She was jumping all around, twisting with old Santa Claus. The record kept a-playing, and Mommy kept a-saying, old Santa wasn't built for the cause. His tummy kept a-shaking, and Mommy kept a-making jokes about the look in his eye. I'll make a little bet, I'll never forget Mommy twisting with Santa that night. Well, then I cracked the door, stuck my head inside to try to get a better view. And then I stumped my toe and I fell inside, but I got another look or two. There was my mommy in her nightgown. She was jumping all around, twisting with old Santa Claus. The record kept a-playing, and Mommy kept a-saying, old Santa wasn't built for the cause. His tummy kept a-shaking, and Mommy kept a-making jokes about the look in his eye. I'll make a little bet, I'll never forget Mommy twisting with Santa that night. Mommy kept a-twisting, Santa kept a-twisting, Mommy kept a-twisting, Santa kept a-twisting.
Holy!
I saw Mommy do the mambo with you-know-who, you-know-who. You know who. I saw Mommy do the mambo with you know who. All around the Christmas tree. In my slippers I came down the stairs two by two, two by two. two by two. I saw Mommy do the mambo with you know who, all around the Christmas tree. Last year I saw her kiss him underneath his curly beard of white. I won't say his name, but his suit is red, and he came down the chimney last night.
Whoosh.
I saw Mommy do the mambo with you know who, you know who, you know who. I saw Mommy do the mambo with you know who, all around the Christmas tree.
With all the presents he was bringing
for me,
he was dancing, he was singing,
and his whiskers, they were swinging. And I think I heard him say,
ole, ole.
I saw Mommy do the mambo with you know who, you know who, you know who. I saw Mommy do the mambo with you know who, all around the Christmas tree. Hiya, Daddy.
Ole.
Christmas words went wrong as soon as you came near.
Near.
Pardon?
Near.
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 Dong, 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 ding. Dong ding, mizzle and holly toe. The good king, look out, he went listless, and even Christmas snow. Dong 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 ding, dong ding. 'Twas on old Stephen's feast. May all your misses crisp be white, and all your fat be geese. Dong 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 ding, dong ding. Moonlight shone the bright.
bingo gels in a one-horse town. An island was the sight. Dong, 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 ding, dong, ding. Peace and goodwill rule. May all your misses crispy white and all your loves be you.
I tried to sing the words for you. My mind was so confused.
With love for you, the same refrain was violently abused.
Abused.
Pardon?
Abused.
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 And even Christmas snow. Dong, 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 ding, dong, ding. T'was on old Stephen's feast. May all your misses crispy white and all your fat be
ghost.
Hear ye, hear ye. The case of the state versus Santa Claus will now commence.
Here's the first witness, Santa. Walter wants to ask you a question. Proceed, Walter.
Yeah. All right, Santa Claus. You know, I wanted a bicycle this year. How come it wasn't in my stocking?
You're not a kid anymore.
Santa Claus, I think the people would be interested in your opinion of Fidel Castro.
I'll never be any good.
Here's a little girl from the White House who believed in Santa Claus. Tell us, sweetie, what did Santa bring you last year?
Pony baby.
Here's a young girl who says her kid brother asked Santa for a doll. And Santa Claus brought him something much better. Tell us in your own words, dear, what did Santa Claus bring your kid brother that made him so happy?
A regular Lolita.
Say, Santa Claus, I see you don't have a big stomach anymore. How come you lost so much weight?
Let me tell you my wife.
Then you must be hungry, Santa. How long since you've eaten?
When I woke up this morning.
Santa Claus, I understand that your next door neighbor is Bobolinsky. Bobolinsky. What have you got to say about that, Santa?
I'm living right next door to an angel.
Santa, some people think your beard is false. What happens when I pull it like this?
Wow! Wow!
Now, here is our last witness. In your opinion, sir, is there a Santa Claus?
No such person.
Well, it's my opinion you're wrong, sir. And you've hurt Santa Claus's feelings. Don't cry, Santa Claus. Please don't cry, Santa Claus. Don't cry, Santa Claus.
They told me have a swig of this rum. We have this sled for you, slide down on your bum. Your mitts can steer for you, so don't be so glum. What odds about those rocks? Pa 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 pum pum, pa 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 pum pum, pa 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 pum pum. So I sat for them, the miserable scum, right down on my bum. Jesus, Joseph, and Mary, I wrote down on my bum. My lips began to flap, I swallowed my gum. Wind tore my eyebrows off, skin tight as a drum. And then I hit the rocks, pom 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 pom. I screamed for my mum. Thank God I filled my pants, it patted my bum. I'm starting to hum. On and on I sail, froze on by my bum. Could hear my scream for miles, I might have prayed some. Took out a barbed wire fence, what I done to numb. Shot over dead men's pants, stopped dead in a clump. I've got some more stumps without feeling them. And back up Signal Hill for my second run. I must be some dumb, really, really dumb. Boy, am I dumb. Dum-de-da-dum-dum. I'm dumb. What the dumb.
I won't let you lick my candy bar. No, you can't lick my candy bar. You're the one who wrote to Santa Claus, tell him just how good you are. I'm the one who wrote to tell him just how bad you are, and just to leave one candy bar. Now you go right ahead and cry, go right ahead and cry. You're the one who stepped in my mud pies. You're the one who punched out my dolly's eyes. You're the one that cut my golden tress and ripped a hole in my pink dress. I told him you set the barn on fire, let the air out of all the tires. You put rat poison in the old pig's pail, drop the hammer on the old Tom's tail. I'm the one who wrote to Santa Claus to tell him just how bad you are, and just to leave one candy bar. Now you go right ahead and cry, go right ahead and cry, go right ahead and cry.
Every Merry Christmaster and Christmases in America, and I do mean Mr. and Mrs., not some genderless generica, has a sacred obligation to defend their favorite phrase. So if you're one of those heathen who says Happy Holidays, this one's for you. Merry Christmas, you whiny-ass liberal. Merry Christmas and welcome to America. That's how we say it here. We say Merry Christmas because it's Christmas. That's why, you liberal scum. Merry Christmas, you humanist lunatic. Say it with me and join us in America. Look at a calendar. What does it say there? Does it say holiday? No, I didn't think so. You're a godless red, you're a clueless green, so you think you'd know what those colors mean. They're Christmas colors, buddy, green and red and white and blue. So a merry American Christmas and a very happy new American century too. Shut up!
I know that all of you are familiar with Christmas, the hanging of the stocking, and all of those wonderful things. And sometimes in our greed of enjoying ourselves, we overlook those who are less fortunate. Consider the people who live on the fashionable side of New York. These rich people do not have it as nice as you and I. So let me read you the poem that I have written called The Night Before Christmas on New York's Fashionable East Side, by Percy Dubdonald. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the duplex, just the valet was pressing a Glen plaid with blue checks. The nylons were hung by the chimney with care. Theo D. from Duluth, the bill with a bear. The boys home from prep school all snug in their bed, while visions of Marilyn danced in their head. And Mater in her Bergdorf, and I in my Saks, lay in Louis XIV, whose first name was Max. When up in the penthouse there arose such a clatter, I summoned the butler to see what was the matter. He ran through the room in a 40-yard sprint, pulled up the Venetians, and leaned out to squint. The moon on the sidewalk of Chic Sutton Place gave the color of liver to the old doorman's face. When what to my wondering eyes did appear but a Mercedes-Benz pulling up in high gear? With the cute little driver so lively and quick, I knew 'twas the chauffeur of jolly St. Nick. More rapid than jaguars, his convertible came, and he whistled and shouted and called it by name. Now stupid, now junk heap, now bucket of bolts, look out for those taxis, those drivers are dolts. Look out for the porch, look out for the wall, whatever you do, my goodness, don't stall. As pedestrians before taxis and buses do fly, he hit a poor cop and knocked him sky high. So up to the duplex the convertible flew, with a trunk full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling, like a fast-driving heiress, he slammed on the brakes and crashed on the terrace. As I drew on my Hamburg and was turning around, down the fake fireplace Santa came with a bound. He was dressed all in cashmere from his head to his foot. Abercrombie and Fitch was stamped on each boot. He had a Hathaway shirt and was looking quite dooty as he took genteel puffs on a Meerschaum K-Woody. He wore a Kavanaugh hat and bright Argyle socks, and the fur on his suit was ermine, not fox. His beard was white mink, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed at his spats in spite of myself. But a look at his tie, all shantung and all red, and I wished that I stayed back snug in my bed. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and drove the caterer from Sardi's fairly berserk. He ate like a demon as he trimmed up the tree, pheasant, hors d'oeuvres, and lobster gelé. Into a fine linen hanky he blew on his nose, sucked in his tummy as up the chimney he rose. His chauffeur was snoring, a lovely young dame. She woke with a snort when he called her by name. Come, Gina Bambina, it's time for linguine, but first to the Thor Club for a real dry martini. He saw me and hollered ere he whizzed out of sight. I'll bill you next month for my labor tonight. And that's my Christmas poem by Pretty Dove Tantos.
Discharge G.I. Joe with no hate you if you're Jewish. Butter? Always acting jolly. I ain't buying into that. And why are you always trying to get kids to sit on your lap? I heard you touch Scottish boys under the kilt. Hey, Fatty Claus, stop eating my cookies and milk, or I'm gonna go to the North Pole and enroll you in gym class. The next year I'm leaving diet pills and Slim Fast. You see me while I'm sleeping? You creep me out. And while you're watching me, why you gotta take your penis out? So bring it, Santa. I'm not afraid to fight, bitch. I'll whip your ass and take a shit on your nice list. I wanna take you out. Way. If you're a saint, why'd you steal Jesus' birthday? So keep your dumb gift, Santa, we don't need you. And tell the tooth fairy she's a cheap bitch too. Shut the hell up, Tiny Tim, you're not helping!
I want a robot for Christmas, 100 meters high. One with flashing lights and dials. It could walk or swim or fly. It would put me on its shoulder so I'd never be alone. It would conquer all the planets with its horde of robot clones. It would rule benevolently, or so it would seem, but then it would sell us, every one of us, to some evil aliens. I would lead the human rebellion against our metal overlords. My paradoxes would drive it crazy, cause its poor head to explode. I'd be a hero to all the humans, become president of the world. Statues would be erected for me, cause I've been so smart and bold. That's why I want a robot for Christmas, 100 meters high. One with flashing lights and dials. It could walk or swim or fly.
Every time I think of you, love.
We interrupt this record to bring you a special bulletin. Santa Claus is about to announce his retirement. I repeat, Santa Claus is giving up the giving of gifts.
Oh, Santa Claus! Oh, Santa Claus!
We switch you now to our on-the-spot reporter on the scene at the North Pole.
It's so cold.
Take it away, John Cameron Sleazy.
This is John Cameron Sleazy at the North Pole. I'm talking to an elf.
Don't people...
Herman the Elf, how long have you worked in Santa's toy shop?
16 years, and all I got was high.
My goodness, that's quite a long time.
No kidding.
And when did you first hear the news that Santa Claus was hanging up his stocking?
Yesterday.
It must have been a shock. How did you react?
Girl, I just shit my pants.
Well, that's understandable. terrible, disgusting, but understandable. What will you do now?
Gonna crush Poland, and I'm gonna take over France.
Well, I certainly wish you luck with that, but we have to go over to Mrs. Claus. Santa's wife has just emerged from a side entrance. Let's try to catch her.
Hey, 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 hey!
Mrs. Claus, may we have a word? I'm John Cameron Sleazy from Eyewitness News. May we talk to you?
Leave me alone!
We just want to ask why your husband is quitting his job.
Mind your own business.
But, madam, it's the world's business. If Santa leaves, what will the children get on Christmas?
Why do I care?
Are you angry with your husband?
I hate him.
Very sad news here from the North Pole. Was the heinous anuses crying. This is John Cameron Sleazy watching crowds gather outside Santa's factory. Oh my goodness, two unemployed elves have broken into the workshop with hunting knives.
Kill! Kill! Kill!
Santa fends them off with a machete.
Get the fuck out my house.
Santa is climbing up the chimney trying to escape.
They'll never get me, they'll never hit me.
The disturbed elf is giving chase.
Kill! Kill!
Santa Claus has made it safely up the chimney and is surveying the crowd.
Up on the roof.
Santa Claus, why have you resigned?
So complicated, just wanna blow my horn.
Your horn? Aren't you Santa?
I'm Shooby Taylor, the human horn. When the fuck you gonna realize that?
Santa Claus is climbing into his sleigh, and Rudolph does not look happy.
I would rather be dead away.
Santa, before you go, do you have a message for the children of the world?
I hope that you die, and your death will come soon.
Santa, that's horrible. And where are you going exactly? And there he goes, the last of Santa and his reindeer.
Farewell, farewell.
This is John Cameron Sleazy bringing you back to the studio. Bye-bye, Santa!
Good night!
One year I got a dog for Christmas, and I gave it to the boy next door. Then I gave him my bike and my mom's bank card, 'cause that's what Christmas is for. I used to give a lot at Christmas. You might say I gave too much, until my family was broke and we had no place to live. That's why Christmas sucks. I went down to the mall each Christmas, had to tell the Santa what to bring. A train, a bike, a pony, and a great big pile of cash. And please don't get my sister anything. But the shopping mall Santa has been drinking. His nose is red from years of drinking scotch. He probably won't remember what's on my Christmas list. This Father Christmas sucks. Christmas sucks. Christmas sucks. Getting stuffed is much more fun. You gotta look out for number one. Christmas sucks. Christmas became worse as years went by. It was the most dreaded time of year. My parents got me clothes that just weren't cool, when all I want is money to buy beer. There was a girl at church who I was sweet on, so in the Christmas play I was the ox. Really think she liked me till I stepped on baby Jesus. Even for our Savior, Christmas sucks. Christmas sucks. Christmas sucks. Getting stuffed is much more fun. You've got to look out for number one. Oh, Christmas sucks. Now that I am 30, years old. The only thing I get are ties and socks. My kids are never happy with what's under the tree. Soon they'll understand Christmas sucks. Whoa, every freaking year Christmas sucks.
Christmas sucks. Christmas sucks. Christmas sucks.
Hey!
There's a turkey gobbling out in the yard. Now he's gutted and stuffed and he's basted and charred. And your father is whistling and washing the blood down the drain. Christmas is pain. There's a crowd on the hillside with hatchets and saws. And a keen disregard for the forestry laws. And they happily hum while the stumps slowly bleed in the rain. Christmas is pain. And the stockings are hung by the chimney with care. As if anyone in their right mind would hang them there. And some tired old crooner is croaking out carols again. Christmas is pain. Wait for an hour to see Santa Claus. And he's covered in velveteen, bourbon, and gauze. And he pinches your mother that she can't find the words to explain. Christmas is pain. And the hungry are hungering on a hunger street. While the people on Plenty Street eat. And the 8 tiny reindeer have left an embarrassing stain. Christmas is pain. And all the good cheer is just Madison Avenues. And all the best Christmas songs were written by Jews. Think about it. And you're forced to spend several hours conversing with your old Aunt Lorraine. Who's insane. The brain on a plane to Spain where the rain stays mainly in the flat terrain. Christmas is pain.
Back in 1954, down in Chicago by the South Shore, baby girl is born that Christmas morn. Ooh, here comes drama. Of those Christmas babies that arrive, she's one of the lucky in the first five who wins free diapers, whole year's supply. Ooh, got a happy mama. The hospital nurses were more than delighted to help with the names they get all excited. Name her Mary Carol. How about Christine? There's always Judy or Josephine, you know. Use the letter J in honor of the baby Jesus. But the parents were having none of that, so they gently replied to avoid a spat. Thank you for those names. We're not Christmas people, so if it's all the same, we thought we'd go with something Jewish. Something Hebraic. We'll call her Esther Shandel. That's quite a handle for a brand new baby. A trend was starting in the 1950s. Names were getting Americanized. Downsized, de-ethnicized, a futile attempt to depolarize. And so the family decides to be translating, truncating, ultimately assimilating. So the beautiful and biblical name of Esther Shandel gets homogenized on down. They call her Sally. That would be me. Now, being born on Christmas really sucks. I got a lot to say. You can trust my litany will be very long. For years, I've tried to write this song. I'm a cranky old broad with no decorum. I'm stealing licks from a Talking Blues forum. It's my turn to have my say, because I'm a Jewish kid born on Christmas Day. I'm a Jewish kid born on Christmas Day. Remember back when I turned 5, no birthday party would ever jive. No little friends could come around, cause the Jewish ones had all left town. They went to Florida, Christmas break at Bubby's house. And the Gentile ones? Well, come on, it's Christmas! Back then, gas stations and movie theaters would close. It was nothing open. Goodness knows, just a rickety Chinese restaurant. Happy birthday, Sally, have whatever you want. What do I know? I'm 5. They give me rice and a fortune cookie. On our way back home from eating Chinese, we drive up and down the icy streets, peeking into windows, see Christmas trees. We'd have us a contest. Which side of the street had the best Christmas lights? Sparkly houses lit up bright. But I'm a little girl. I start to cry. I don't understand why the baby Jesus is out in the cold in the front yard manger covered in snow. Why didn't they bring him in where it was nice and warm near the fireplace where the stockings were hung? Let him open presents with the girls and the boys. Give him Christmas cookies. Let him play with toys. I'd give him my fortune cookie. My fortune said, learn many languages. Go far. I wanted to learn to speak Catholic and go to Christmas. Cause I'm a Jewish kid, born on Christmas Day. I turned 10 in 1964. I was miserable down to my core. Radio and TV were a horrid bore. Remember, before cable? Radio blasting choirs from the Vatican, TV humming with off-the-air patterns, Christmas people rushing everywhere. For us, alienation and despair. There was nothing to do but sit and wait and wait. As the world came to a screeching halt, midday on December 24th, folks said, don't worry, kids, it's over soon. Felt like we were lost, marooned. Thankful our cousins from Skokie would visit. Aunt Lil was planning on bringing a brisket. She called to say they were out of gas. Stations were closed and have to pass. Oh, happy birthday, Sally. My mom starts to bake a cake. We're out of eggs. Oi. Well, really, I could go on and on. No doubt this is one depressing song. Truth is, no one forgets my birthday because they know it's a drag and they all call to say, hey, what a drag. And I say, yeah, thanks. And then I ask them what they got for Hanukkah because now, this year, it's also Hanukkah. I get birthday calls on Christmas Eve. So now I call it Birthday Eve. Just a chosen few get Birthday Eve. Who? I'll tell you. Humphrey Bogart, Jimmy Buffett, Annie Lennox, and Sissy Spacek. I wonder if they all get birthday presents wrapped in Christmas paper. Look, it's Charlie Brown with Lucy and Linus, dressed as the three wise men, standing over Snoopy as, shh, the baby Jesus. In spite of myself, I've grown up trying not to be a bit
consider adult, but the biggest mishigas of all was when I'm out shopping at the mall. I've had a lovely time perusing. My credit card is perched for using. The cashier asks for my ID. I hand it over. He takes a peek and then I hold my breath as I wait to see if he notices. Yep, he notices. Stand back. Here it comes every time. Oh, you're a Christmas baby. Right then and there, I have to make a choice to just say thanks or raise my voice and let loose with my talking blues. But hopefully I'm smart enough to choose to just let it go. Turn the other ear, because that's what the shh baby Jesus would do. He too was a Jewish kid, born on Christmas Day.
Santa Claus comes down to your house in Cincinnati. Can hear his elvish laughter as he struggles down the chimney, and you know that he's quite jolly, but that's why you wait up for him and you feed him milk and cookies that come from the Piggly Wiggly. And just when you mean to tell him that you have no booze to give him, he stumbles on the fire grate, and his curses loudly tell you he's already had a snootful. And you want a Merry Christmas, and you think you hear his sleigh, and you hope he'll give you presents, 'cause you've been a really good girl every day. Was a sailor, or at least the patron of them. But then he got demoted to a cheap commercial symbol. And when he knew for certain that Christmas was for shopping, he said all kids shall get presents then, unless they're really naughty. And he started up a workshop way up where the sea is frozen. Then he rounded up the reindeer and brought a load of goodies to your home. And you want a Merry Christmas, and you think you hear his sleigh, and you hope he'll give you presents, 'cause you've been a really good girl every day. Now Santa brings his reindeer to your house in Cincinnati. He is wearing red and white from a Coca-Cola platter, and the snow pours down like cold cream on the lousy, hapless Bengals. And he shows you where to look beneath the ornaments and needles. There are presents in the corner. There'll be children in the morning, loudly breaking all their playthings. With no batteries included, it'll all be just like last year. And you want a Merry Christmas, and you think you hear his sleigh, and you hope he'll give you presents, 'cause you've been a